Chair, Excellency, and colleagues, as this is my first time to take the floor, I would like to congratulate you for this, for leading this very, very complicated process in an agile and efficient manner. As you may well know, the Philippines has supported this process by voting in favor of HRC Resolution 26. We do recognize the importance of regulating businesses, particularly DNCs. We know from experience that unfettered capitalism, the drive for profit, has led to serious human rights violations, including in the area of environment and climate change. And at the same time, we recognize the role of businesses as partners in development, and that we believe that any regulatory framework domestically and internationally should not result in unintended barriers that would limit TNCs and companies' ability to perform their role as partners of for development, inclusive development, that create enabling environment for the progressive realization of other human rights. So this is a very, very tricky balance that needs to be reached. And we have listened very carefully from the discussions over the past few days. And indeed, this is a very complex issue, and the way forward seems to be not so easy. And we take note of your proposal to come up with another Human Rights Council resolution to generate fresh impetus for the process. This is an intriguing proposal, but as stated by other colleagues, this is a very important one that needs further consideration and, of course, guidance from capital. We also take note of the proposal from Panama, supported by other colleagues from GRULAC. And I think that we think that there's merit in indeed coming up with thematic briefings intersessionally, particularly to discuss the scope, which is really the point of contention in this whole negotiation process. I think this is a reasonable and probably the way that will lead us to a greater understanding and to a common ground from which discussions on this specific issue can move forward. Having said that, I wish to convey the Philippines' great thanks to you, Excellency, for again steering this process very, very efficiently. This is a high stake and complex issue, and we do understand the need to make progress, but at the same time, we want also to be cautious, because we do not want to come up with an LBI that is, on one hand, very difficult to implement, and or a weak one that does not serve its real purpose as envisioned in HRC 9. Thank you very much.
Agradezco.